Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, it's the only show, but it's Opelka. I'm sitting in for Rich as he's, you know, he's going into hair and makeup right now because he's going to be on stage, you know, in media there with Jimmy Fallon. Doors open at 7 or is it 7:30? Justin, do you know? 7 or 7:30?
There's a meet and greet at 6:30. I think doors open at 7:15, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. It's 29 minutes for me, based on my latest traffic assessment, because I was thinking, I might want to bomb in there and see what happens. Just to see. I don't know yet. We'll see how this wraps up tonight. But I'm here for the final hour of the Zeoli Show tonight. And you're welcome to join us, 855-839-1210. But we literally have 2 pounds of show to put into a 1 pound bag. That is the way this goes. And today has been a monumental day in a series of monumental days following the election. So much happening every single day. It is just like watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day fireworks, Macy's parade with the Macy's fireworks on 4th of July on the Hudson River, both of them combined. It's been every time you turn around, along with the fact that early today, Donald Trump flew from Mar-a-Lago to D.C., and one of the greatest moments happened this morning at 9:34 a.m. East Coast time. 9:34 a.m. Donald Trump's plane, Trump Force One, landed at Joint Base Andrews. And I was watching the morning joke just to see how mad they would be. And they delivered. They were mad. They were foot stomping mad. They were like those 8-year-olds in the cereal aisle laying on the floor. I want the sugar smacks with the toy inside. And it was delicious. It was so great to watch it. They were so upset. Here is Trump Force One rolling up to the big stairs at Joint Base Andrews, because Donald Trump's using the big stairs. He's not using the lower stairs like Biden has to use when he's getting off and on Air Force One these days. And I don't know why, just a total ADD sidebar here. I do not know why the Biden administration wouldn't just do what the Saudis have done for years now. Because the Saudi king, he's 1,000 years old. And they have an escalator that goes up and down for their plane. Because they got a big-ass plane, too. And so the king walks up. And he gets right there at the escalator and takes him right up. Not a problem. Don't have to worry about him falling down. Why does Biden... I don't know why they don't do that to him. So here comes Trump's plane. It rolls up to the big stairs. And the camera's locked on the door. And all I'm thinking is, do you realize how mad the left is right now? Because they had to clear Joint Base Andrews, a military base, to allow Trump's plane to land there. Wow. this is a big stinking deal. And the people at MSNBC were just, they were angry. And Donald Trump, the door flew open and he strode out and he got down the steps, climbed down the steps himself. Melania didn't come because, you know, she frankly doesn't need the tour of the White House. She lived there for 4 years. It's nice of you to offer, Jill. But Melania knows where everything is in the White House and probably is going to make some changes anyway. So she didn't want to grimace when she saw what you've done to the joint. But Donald Trump all by himself coming down the steps, salutes the Marine waiting at the base of the steps, gets into the limo and they takes off. And before he goes to the White House, he stops at the Capitol. He stops at the U.S. Capitol where the Republicans had gathered in a big conference room, and they played the Lee Greenwood song, and then Donald Trump took the microphone.
Well, thank you very much. This is a very nice gathering. Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
Yeah, it's nice to win. It is. It's nice to win. It's nice to win the White House. It's nice to win the Senate. It's nice to, as we heard in the news, it's nice to win control of the House. Now, it's not big control. It's not giant control, but it's control. And that means one of the greatest things about this means we will not have to endure Hakeem Jeffries and his bizarre hand gestures when he is speechifying. It's one of the more bizarro things that I have to tell you that I don't think enough people are commenting on it. When Hakeem Jeffries is on camera or talking anywhere, the hands are just flying around. Somebody had to tell him that was a good idea. But it's just weird. And I also think we avoid what would have been a weekly or maybe biweekly impeachment of Donald Trump if the Democrats were in control of the House. Because you know Jamie Raskin already has some shenanigans plotted. Once the election is fully called, Raskin is going to try and mess with Trump. They're going to try and do a 14th Amendment disqualification thing. It's pretty much a given. You write it down now. I told you about it. But today, after Trump met with the Republicans, then he went over to the White House. And all of my friends in the media were telling me, I've never seen a media gather at the White House like this in 4 years easily, maybe in the last 8 years. Just amazing, the media throng that was there. And there were a lot of people outside the White House gates, and they were all wearing these fabulous red hats. How about that? That was nice to see. I posted a photo on both Twitter X and Instagram and Facebook. The shot, because I looked up on my TV screen, and I saw Donald Trump sitting with Joe Biden, and they were both smiling. Biden could not have been happier today. They must have told him they were going to be two servings of ice cream today because he was a good boy and he got up early and had a meeting with the president-elect at the White House. But the two of them looked really happy and they shook hands. But what I'm looking at is the raging fire that was behind Donald Trump. I mean, it was a gigantic fire. Now, I'm hoping someone in the media who has a bigger staff than I have, you know, it's just me. I'm looking at the entire company here. I'm hoping someone will go back and look at previous White House meetings with heads of state or whomever. And look at the fire. Look at the fire. First of all, I believe it's a gas fireplace in the White House. And it looks like, because I have a gas fireplace at home, and those look like the fake logs that we have stacked in our gas fireplace. And they heat up and they throw pretty good heat. But it looked bigger than normal. And it also looked like it was burning really, really large. They had turned those gas jets up all the way. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, you don't want anybody to have a gas stove. You don't want gas grills. But the White House has a gas fireplace. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe if it isn't, and if those are wooden logs, and they're certainly uniformly cut, and maybe somebody would be that anal to do that in the White House. In New York, they're throwing out all the wood-burning pizza joints, right? So these are people who can't follow any of their own rules. It just was a bizarre scene. And it went on for 2 hours. Apparently, they went into their own little private meeting for 2 hours. And, oh, to be a fly on the wall in that meeting. And then we got out of the meeting. We started getting the announcements of the day. And we got the Tulsi Gabbard announcement, the head of DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, which will be amazing. And the left has yet to fully freak out about that because they're busy freaking out about Matt Gaetz as the Attorney General. And I think I just got a couple of text messages from people saying, hey, I think Matt Gaetz might have some hurdles in getting approved. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I think we're okay with Matt Gaetz. We will see. As my late father used to say, we shall see when we shall see. But I know it'll be a little bit of a struggle. There's some people that don't like him. But I think he's got enough in Trump goodwill where this will happen. And then the question is special election to see who gets appointed to Matt Gaetz's seat in Florida. I think it's pretty safe. Solidly red seat. I think he won with about 68 or 70% of the vote in his district. So not really worried. Same thing with Marco Rubio, who will be appointed to the position of Secretary of State. Another first for those evil, evil, racist Republicans appointing a Latino to the Secretary of State position. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're breaking ceilings everywhere, aren't we? It's just so much fun. I have not gotten tired of winning like this. So you've got that stuff going on. And then last night's news with Pete Hegseth and the appointment of Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to positions that aren't really positions. They're outside of the government. They're not really government jobs. These are advisory positions, the DOGE thing, the Department of Government Efficiency that Elon and Vivek have been assigned to do. But the left can't figure it out. They really can't. They're losing their mud over it. And what am I talking about? Well, let's first do the Pete Hegseth story. The Hegseth story, which if you've been paying attention, and I believe you probably have. Hegseth, 20-year guy in the military, Army vet. Served in the Iraq War and the war in Afghanistan. In two theaters of combat. Has two Bronze Star medals. And yes, he's been a broadcaster at Fox. And he makes a lot of money doing that. He's probably in the seven-figure range. If you're doing that, if you are the star that he is, granted it's a weekend and the left is freaking out about that too, you're making seven figures. You're making the low 100, 1 millions. And the government worker is not going to pay that. Let's remember the last highest paid government employee was Fauci. Dr. Fauci paid over $1 million a year. And we should be angry about this. And Justin, or if DeSantis is back, can you tell me? Have you guys talked about what we pay for Dr. Fauci's security every year? Have you guys talked about that this week?
We haven't mentioned it yet, but I did see the number, and it's insane.
$15 million we've been paying for Fauci to be protected. $15 million, and he doesn't work for us anymore. And he was not a former president. It's insane. So I'm just furious about all of the stupidity and the outrage of the left about a guy who's choosing to step aside from a $1 million plus a year salary to go work for the government as the Secretary of Defense. And he'll be making less than $275 a year. Yes, he's got the perks. Yes, he's got the control of the military, reports to the commander in chief. But he's walking away from money. And for these bobos at The View to say some of the things that they did, Whoopi Goldberg comes to mind first.
That's not true.
So is this the guy who's qualified to make decisions about the most powerful military in the world?
Yeah, he is.
Clearly does not know anything about the military.
You know, and also I feel insulted. I'm a morning TV host, and I've been here the longest.
Yes.
Where's my ambassadorship to Italy, Donald? Was it something I said?
Yeah, we have an ambassadorship for you. To who gives a crap a stand? That's what I would give Joy Behar, the ambassadorship to who gives a crap a stand. And just the entitlement is seeping from their pores every second. And they are so upset. Pete Hegseth is a guy who has the bona fides. Pete Hegseth is a guy who stood in the line of fire. And he's never really forgotten his connection to the military. Hegseth is the guy who does the Navy SEALs event in New York every year. And they swim. They swim like 6 miles, and then they get out the water, and they carry flags back to Ground Zero to honor the people we lost on September 11th. Will Kane, my buddy Will Kane, talking about Pete Hegseth's 3 deployments, 2 Bronze Stars, I don't know how many best-selling books, and the latest on the war on your warriors. And he called Elizabeth Warren a fake Indian and told her to sit down because she was mad. Elizabeth Warren wrote, a Fox and Friends weekend co-host is not qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. I will lead the Senate military personnel panel. All 3 of my brothers served in uniform. Apache, Shoney, or Sioux. What uniform were they wearing? That's what I'd like to know. Yeah, right, Elizabeth Warren. You have no idea what you're talking about. No idea. And the fake outrage is just delicious to watch. These people are idiots. Idiots. So as much fun as that was, I have to tell you, the outrage from the left as it relates to the appointment of Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to get in there and start pointing out the waste, fraud, and abuse in the government. I know you sent this out earlier, DeSantis, the lengthy clip from Senator Lankford pointing out some of the recent stupid things we spent money on. You guys didn't even touch that yet, did you?
We played part of it. We actually didn't get through the whole thing. If you want to play, I think it's worth playing. It's amazing.
It's 11 minutes long. There's so much of it in there. And one of the things, we spent tens of thousands of your tax dollars to study the effectiveness of helmets and seatbelts in Ghana when we've known for decades that helmets and seatbelts save lives. But we apparently had to spend money on it in Ghana. Just a gigantic waste of money. And it's one of the things that we know Elon Musk is going to come after. And with Vivek alongside, and a lot of people are saying, why do you need them both? And I said, well, you know, I think these two are kind of a dynamic duo when you look at them. Vivek was often talked about as a possible press secretary because he's capable of just standing up at a podium with nothing and destroying people because he has all the facts in his head. And Elon may be the greatest problem solver that I've seen in my lifetime. You know, we read about the great problem solvers and inventors, the Teslas, the Einsteins, the Henry Fords, the Edisons, all of these brilliant inventors who looked at a problem and found a way to solve it. And I think Musk in my lifetime certainly is the best, but he's not the best communicator. So I have to play you an epic meltdown from Lawrence O'Donnell last night on MSNBC when he got the news.
Well, Elon Musk suffered a humiliating demotion tonight by Donald Trump. The theory that Elon Musk might become, in effect, a co-president or the real president, while Donald Trump, in effect, retires to a life of golfing.
Wait a minute. Who came up with that theory? Has anyone heard that outside of the break room at MSNBC? No. And you wonder why the ratings are down precipitously, almost half, at least more than half for Joyless Reid. But continue, sir. Your madness is entertaining.
Suffered a significant setback tonight when Donald Trump announced that he would give Elon Musk a job that does not exist and will last at most 18 months. And worst of all, Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, was assigned a working partner who, like Musk, has also never worked in government before. Vivek Ramaswamy.
I love how clever he thinks he is in bringing all of this up. He thinks he's gotten over on them. He thinks he said, aha, they don't realize they've just been dissed. They've just been dissed and dismissed. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. There's, I got to give you a little more from Lawrence.
Who's not even a billionaire.
Wait. He's mocking Vivek Ramaswamy because he's not a billionaire. He's worth a few $100 million. And he's what, 38 years old? That he's worth a few $100 million? Probably on his way to being a billionaire? Go ahead, Lawrence. Continue making an absolute jackwagon of yourself.
Elon Musk didn't even get his own press release from Donald Trump. He had to share it with Vivek Ramaswamy. Elon Musk got the first shared press release of any of Donald Trump's appointment announcements.
Now, this tells you, this is a real key into who Lawrence O'Donnell is. If Lawrence O'Donnell had gotten a promotion at MSNBC and had to share a press release with someone else who'd gotten a promotion, he would have been screaming at management, telling them, how dare you? It's all about the spin for these people. It's all about the spotlight instead of the accomplishment, which is what Elon Musk is about, which is what Vivek is about. Elon Musk lost $22 billion of his own money so he could save free speech, you moron. He knew he paid too much for Twitter X. He did it for the good of the mission of saving that First Amendment. Boy, I'm this close. I'm holding my thumb and forefinger so close together, DeSantis, this close to F-bombing at this moron. I know you can feel it, can't you?
I can feel it.
The F-bomb, that would have been the big story. But no, it's the idiocy of the left. The idiocy of the left is obviously the big story of the day this hour. Brought to you by our friends, sponsored by our friends at Veneria Dental. Dr. Veneria, the master of dental implants and implant dentistry. Named the top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today. Call 856-786-2020. Lawrence O'Donnell, I just want to shake you. No, that's against the rules. I just have to give him a hug, an inappropriate hug to make him uncomfortable. I want to take a break, but before I do, I think we have to take a call first. I know it's late, DeSantis. We'll make it up. Charles is in Downingtown. Charles, welcome to the Zeoli Show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm a Republican. I voted for Trump, and I like his selections, except for two of them. But I like Pete from Fox News, but I don't believe he's qualified to be a Secretary of Defense. I'm ex-military, was a pilot in the Air Force, and then worked up my way up as a major just like he is. But there's a lot more to being the Secretary of Defense than being able to speak, which he does excellently and can fill a role for that. There's the ability to understand the finances, interoperability of the different parts of the military, interoperability between the U.S. Department of Defense and our allies, and he doesn't have the experience of that yet in his career. And with everything going on, this isn't the time for on-the-job training. There are other people that are staunch Trump supporters, I believe, could do as good a job, who have the background on it.
Now, Charles, first of all, thank you for your service, and I hope you had a great Veterans Day. But I want to ask you, who would you think would do, in your opinion, would be a better candidate for SecDef?
I can't remember. Who's the general is always on Fox News for the war game stuff, who used to be the vice chief of staff of the U.S. Army. I wish I could remember his name. He was a four-star Army general. If you watch Fox News, and I can't pull off his last name right now, but
there are a lot of TV. I was thinking, you know, General Mike Flynn might be a good candidate too, and General Flynn is out there lurking somewhere in the pool of people for certain positions. But I'm willing
I would agree
to give
with you because he has
Well, here, I want to rebut one of your statements there. I want to give Pete Hegseth a chance. The ability to understand the military, I think, is more important than the ability to understand the economics of the military. You can have a person who is your next in line, your undersecretary, who I think could be a key element there. So, you know, a good general is often known by the people that they back themselves up with. And I think Hegseth maybe has that capability. I'm willing to give him the opportunity.
Yes. See, the other part is he has been able to communicate and work with the, you know, other agencies within the government, the CIA, the DIA, et cetera, and also with his counterparts in European countries that he's never had an opportunity to meet. When you get the guys who are generals, they've had opportunities to meet their counterparts or the people superior to their counterparts in their career, and they have that relationship like you would have in a small club of the Senate. It's, you know, defense secretaries are a small club, too, in the Western European
aspects. I get it. I get it. There is a group of folks who are the secretaries of defense in other countries around the world. They're counterparts, as they often say. And many of these people know each other. And to Trump's, I'm going to give Trump the credit because sometimes he puts people on their back foot by not playing the game the way that's been played in the past. And I understand defense is a critical part of the command and control of our nation's military. This is the really key point. So we're going to have to wait and see on this one. But I don't think, Charles, we have any danger in having Pete Hegseth there, is all I'm saying.
Right. Jack Keane was the general I was thinking about.
Oh, General Keane. Yeah, he's a good guy, but we don't know if there's any Trump history there. Remember, Trump 1.0 had a lot of burned fingers, if you will, and he's very sensitive and deals with loyalty differently than a lot of these political animals are. He's a different kind of manager in that way. But I'm up against the clock here, Charles. I'm getting the stink eye from DeSantis.
Thank you for your time. You have a great evening.
Thank you for your service, sir. I appreciate you being there. I got to take a break. Did Santas do the math and tell me how I can fix it? I know I've screwed it up already. I have so much more to share with you. And I have a new sponsor for the show. I know I didn't tell you about this, but I have a new sponsor. Are you ready? Can I play it as we go to break?
Sure, go for it.
All right. This is a brand new sponsor for the show, and I think Barbara Streisand's already called them.
Do you plan on leaving the country because he who can't be named won the election? Well, I can help. I'm Lee V. DeCountry, and I want to sell your home. I know you've said it before, but this time you really mean it. Let's sell that house. And at this point, who cares about top dollar? You just need to get out and fast. Visit my website, www.cryitlharderyoucrazylefty.net.
There it is. Brand new sponsor on the Zioli Show at 6:30. It's Opelka. Taking care of the last hour for Rich on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 6:35 on a Wednesday. Zeoli is doing the Zeoli and Fela meet and greet before the show in media at the theater there. Big show tonight. They still have a few tickets left. If you're in the area, you should go. I don't think I can get a pass tonight. It's only 29 minutes for me. I just looked on the mapping thing on my phone, and they said 11 and a half miles, 29 minutes. I didn't get a pass early enough because tomorrow's going to be a busy day. But if you're in the area, you should go. You know your sides will hurt with all the laughter. It's Mike Opelka, by the way. We're talking about some of the insane, amazing things that have been happening. And I talked about the new sponsor that we just played. And there's another one. DeSantis, I don't know if it's appropriate to play it. A new sponsor as we welcome them. I know the salespeople, they like you to give love to their new clients, but they usually want us to do it in the breaks, right? Isn't that right?
But the sales department, they'll be elated to find out that we've played a sponsor's spot in the middle of a segment.
In the content.
Couldn't be happier. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do that. We have we talked about the one that's the real estate client we just talked about, and she's selling all the homes for all the people who are leaving. Cher announced today that she's not really leaving. After she said she was leaving, she's not leaving.
Shocking.
Because she's full of soup. That's why. She's full of soup. The other one that made me laugh out loud was, let me see if I can get this story up here. Have you heard the rumor about Cardi B for press secretary?
I've not heard that, no.
Can you imagine Cardi B, if Trump really wanted to have some fun? I know we're talking about Alina Habba, and you've got Alina Habba clips out the Yin Yang, which I don't care about Alina Habba clips. I will watch Alina Habba handle the press. I thought Vivek would have been a good press secretary, but the more I think about it, I think Cardi B would be the perfect press secretary for Donald Trump, and he could then say, listen, just like with Corinne Jean-Pierre, the way the Biden administration checked a couple of boxes there, we could check a box if we made Cardi B the press secretary. And I think I have her audition tape here. This is Cardi B when she gets asked too many really tough questions by the press.
Y'all need to leave me the f- alone because I got one more f- cigarette in me before I start lighting your f- up. All right? And that's word to the United States of mother f- America. Yeah.
There we go. Couldn't you see Cardi B in front of the seal at the White House?
I don't think that would go well. There's a clip of her speaking at a Kamala Harris campaign event where the teleprompter goes out and she's forced to ad-lib for about 30 seconds. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, the best part of that is when she's up there yelling and she says, I'm going to need some patience here. And I'm thinking, is she asking the crowd to be patient with her? And it turns out, no, the woman that was in charge of the teleprompter in the speech is named Patience. Did you notice that?
I did not. I had no idea. That's interesting.
Oh my God! First of all, aren't we told that Cardi B was a performer who plays to packed arenas around the world, and she can't handle when the teleprompter goes out? She doesn't know how to vamp for a couple of minutes? You can't do that? I have, if you listen to this, I think I have the clip here. When Cardi B, well, it was in Detroit, they paid her a lot of money to stand up at a rally for Kamala and speechify, and the teleprompter broke.
One second, guys, one second.
She's pointing at the teleprompter and looking at someone off stage. And then she smiles at people behind her and she realizes, oh, they like me. I should just look at them.
Okay. So I don't take lightly the call.
Now, you know what happened there, DeSantis. I don't take lightly the call, right? You heard that, right?
Yes, yeah.
The teleprompter froze after the call. So they got it working. They started up again. And she said, I don't take lightly the call. Because if you listen to Cardi B, the press secretary, that's nothing near the way she speaks. You know, she's talking about having one last effing cigarette, and then I'm going to start kicking some butt. No, she says, so I don't take lightly the call. That's nowhere near in her lexicon. Listen to it, and then you realize the teleprompter freezes, and she starts pointing at it again.
Okay, so I don't take lightly the call.
And it freezes.
Sorry, guys, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, then she said,
I'm a little nervous, guys. I've been waiting for this moment this whole life.
So she's now playing, I'm a little nervous. No, you're not. You live on a stage. This is your job. You're always on a stage speechifying. Go ahead. She's pointing at the teleprompter again. It's not working.
I need patience over here.
So she said, I need patience. And you're,
patience.
So you're thinking, she's asking the audience for patience, right? That there's a technical problem. I thought, okay, that's pretty good. I just need your patience, people. Have a little patience. And then I realized she was talking about a person.
Patience, where are you, girl? I need patience over here.
So she's calling out the person who fixes the teleprompter and has the speech. I need patience.
Hold on. How you guys doing tonight?
Now she falls into Cardi B on stage. Okay, I got this. I forgot. How are you guys doing tonight? Yeah, it's the old hacky trick.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah, she's
are we ready to make history? Are we ready to make history? Are we ready to change these 4 years? No. Are we ready to change the next 8 years? Because we're going to make sure we have Kamala Harris in office for 8 years.
So she remembered a little bit, and she says thank you because patience walked on stage and handed her a phone with the speech on it, and then she stood in front of the microphone and read the speech. It's one of the greatest moments ever. And I know I have to take a break, but do I have time? Can I play? No, it's you want me to take a break here, don't you?
Yeah, you can squeeze one more thing in. What the heck?
Well, this is a brand new sponsor. For all the people who are freaking out, you know you have friends and neighbors who can't handle the fact that Trump won and we have control of the House and the Senate. Well, there's a new company to help them out. They're called Don't Cry Cryogenics.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is 6:49. Mike Opelka wrapping up the Zeoli Show, coming in like Mariano Rivera to do the relief work as Rich gets ready for the live show with Jimmy tonight. If you're in media, good for you. Good for you. Joe Biden was talking about both Rich and Jimmy when he said this.
This is the kind of guy you like to smack in the ass.
That's right. That's how he feels about him. There's going to be a lot of that going on tonight, DeSantis. A lot of smacking in the ass going on tonight. They should have never given us money.
What a clip.
It's one of my favorites of this election season, and trust me, there are many.
It's about you!
Yes, it is, Kamala. Thank you. But it's about you, the listeners. And before I do my wrap-up, my final thoughts for this hour, Don is on the phone in Franconia. Hey, Don. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Michael.
Of course.
As I'm speaking with you today, I am celebrating my 59th wedding anniversary today.
God bless you and your bride. What's your wife's name?
Barbara.
Barbara, you and Don and Barbara, 59 years ago. God bless you, sir.
Yes. And something, this is not why I call, but I sent you an email earlier this evening that you will get a few chuckles out of that explains 59 years and how it all came to be. And you will get a few chuckles out of that. And it all pertains to a pencil eraser. That's all I'm going to say.
You get
a couple of love.
Now, Don, I saw it in my inbox. You might know I get a couple of emails every night, but I will read it this evening as I'm preparing. And I'm very happy you thought enough of me to send it. I'm really happy, though, for you and your wife. And I hope you got something more than flowers today for the 59th.
Well, I'm sure we're going to go out to eat very shortly. And you had that commercial on a little while ago about a certain thing that I could use tonight, maybe, if things work out right.
I'm very nervous. Very nervous, Don.
Well, anyway, what I called about is some time ago, Mr. Biden said he would not pardon his son.
Yes.
So I figured out a way he could get around that, and his son would get pardoned. All he has to do is turn over the reins of government to Kamala between now and the 20th of January, and she will do the deed for him.
Yeah.
And then he'll...
We talked... If you're a listener to my Saturday night show, it's been almost 3 weeks now that I made the prediction that before the 15th of November, which I'm kind of running out of time on that, I thought Biden would step down or be 25th amendmented, and then she would become the 47th president, which would also stick a fork in Trump's merchandising, and they will get to check the box. But a lot of people seem to think that's really just kind of silly. But it would also, the deal would be, hey, you get to be the first female president, even if it's only for a couple of weeks. You get the pension, you get the number 47 jacket, and you get to stick it to Trump. And then you can pardon my son. But I don't know if that's true. But we've heard KJP say forever now, no pardon, no commutation. The way that Trump and Biden were so chummy today, you have to wonder if there may be a deal already in the works that Donald Trump would be the magnanimous one and do that. Remember, he said, we're not going to lock up Hillary. And they didn't. And they held off on that. So I don't know. We'll find out pretty soon, I guess. We only have 68 days from today until Donald Trump is sworn in. So something's got to give pretty soon.
May those 68 days go by quickly, Michael. And thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you and Barbara. Thank you, Don. Appreciate you. Wow, that's amazing. 59 years. 59 years they've been married. Let's go back and think of when that was. 1950, Carry the One. That's a long time ago. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's a very long time ago. I'm not doing the basic math right now. There are a lot of things that are bubbling today. There's a story I didn't get to about Al Sharpton getting paid by Kamala Harris to do the softball interview. You know the way we heard that Oprah got $500,000 paid to her production company and then another $500,000 paid to her production company, and she did the softball interview with Kamala. Then she appeared on stage and did the panic endorsement that was meant to put the fear porn out there in everybody. So Oprah didn't get paid personally, but her company, which is her, she is the Oprah Harpo Productions. It's Oprah spelled backwards. And so she got paid. Well, it appears the same thing is happening with Sharpton. His fake charity got paid. $250,000, then $250,000. And golly Bob Howdy, she shows up on his show and gets a softball interview with Al Sharpton, whose name I will not attach a religious title to because he is just a race hustler and a weasel. Just craziness. All right, I got to get out of here. If you get a chance to go see Zeolian Fella tonight, how lucky are you? If not, stick around for Jimmy. I'll be back Saturday night, usually 7 to 10, but it looks like we're going to be 8 to 10. So I hope you will join us. It would be my pleasure. It would be my honor. It would be my privilege. And until such time, thank you, Justin. Thank you, DeSantis. It's Opelka reminding you, testudo, my friends, testudo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.